We're ready to record.
Oh, okay, here we go. This song is a song that I wrote because because there's a whole lot of people out there that don't take responsibility for their own actions. So here's another song about them. So crazy, baby, I might still be in love with you. All right, play them a little bit. Of the night, you're looking at me like maybe you want to start a fight. You say, where's all the money? You give me that evil eye. I said, baby, I just spent all my money drinking beer and getting high, but it ain't my fault. I treat you the way I do. Act so funny, honey. I might still be in love with you. All right, everybody. My name's Sky Daddy. So good to be right here at the Birdcage doing a live recording and for the podcast of MileHigh.com.
Jump.
Just don't walk
jump.
Out of my recorder.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I won't walk away.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in right here to the Mile High Show. Of course, this is Sky Daddy, and we're featuring some singer-songwriters here on a Wednesday night. We're here at the Birdcage in historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. And, of course, I have right here with me the one and only Becky Dockey. How are you, Becky?
I'm good. How are you doing, Sky?
I'm doing excellent. You're going to play some few songs for us today.
I will be, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
I want to ask you a question, because people are tuning in. They kind of might know who you are, but they might not know who you are. But you do this thing here in Prescott, Arizona, mm-hmm. called the Becky Fest.
Yes.
Empowers Women.
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
It's a show that I started about 4 years ago to empower women in music. Singer-songwriters, comedians, dancers, whatever, and women who are just starting out, who are established, to give them a little voice in town. I felt like we weren't getting heard in town, and so I started this. It was a monthly show, and this year we're going to be changing it up. We're going to be doing about two weekend shows. It started draining on me for a little bit.
Sure, yeah, but you did a great thing for a long time. You're not quitting.
No, I'm not quitting. It's just that we're revamping it because I'm trying to focus on some music of mine, and it was just me doing it once a month.
Yeah,
you know, getting everybody.
You were putting it together, but you were inviting all of some other women and some other women dancers and singers and songwriters and guitar players. You had comedians.
You know what? I was hoping we'd have a comedian. Yeah. If anyone out there wants to do some comedic stuff, please contact me.
There you go. How do they contact you?
You can contact me on Facebook at Becky Fest, and put a little B on there because I guess there's another 16-year-old girl that does something called Becky Fest.
Lowercase
B. But just look for Becky Fest. And then you can also contact me on Facebook at Becky Dalkey Music. I'm on Reverb Nation at Becky Dalkey Music.
Is that D-A-L-K-E?
Yes, right. D-A-L-K-E. And it's Becky with a Y.
Okay.
Let everyone know.
Yeah. And you encourage, it doesn't matter the age, the talent.
No, yeah. I want to give everybody an opportunity to be able to get up on stage and be heard.
Cool.
I think the youngest we had play was, I think she was 13, 14.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it went on the way up to, 70.
Wow, that's cool.
And I just loved it. And I still love it, and I look forward to getting it done.
You're doing a great thing.
I want to get a bigger venue and bigger crowd. And so if you guys want to participate, just let me know.
You're doing a great thing. You've been doing this for a long time. That's how I met you. I think it's wonderful for our community, and I have a lot of admiration and respect. Speaking of singer-songwriters, you're a singer-songwriter.
I am.
Yeah, you're going to play a song called Astronaut tonight.
Yes.
What was that inspired by?
That was inspired by watching the movie Gravity.
Oh, yeah. With, what's her name?
with Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yeah.
It was watching that movie just kind of inspired me to write a song about how people interact with each other and how, we're floating around and, we might touch, but then we just kind of float away. And sometimes we miss that connection.
Sure.
And then we try to get back to that, and it won't. So Astronaut's kind of that floating around, kind of going, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yet.
I can't wait to hear the song again. Sometimes it looks like the odds are against us. It looks like we have no chance, but we still try. We try our hardest. We do everything. We don't give up. And then look what happens in a movie. Look what happens.
She survives and she's able to live better. So, but so that's what that was about. I think, and it was also a couple of, just being out.
Okay.
And all that stuff. So
you have kind of a personal song you're going to do. I heard it a few times. It's about your family, called Come On In.
Come On In, actually. That one, actually. You're thinking about Crazy.
Oh, Crazy. Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Crazy, yes. I've got a lot of songs, everybody. Crazy, yeah. It was about... it was just kind of just... just the stresses that you know, that dealing with, you know, as your parents get older and the stresses of money and work and all that stuff, and how that can get just cause you to kind of go crazy and trying to hold it all in, and it, you're right there. It's just those emotions and everything are just there at the skin, and you just don't know.
I relate. I know exactly what you mean. I relate. Was it therapeutic to write that song?
It was very, very. And I look forward to playing that. So,
Is it hard for you to kind of sing songs that are so personal to put them out there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Good.
I think that there's other people that feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I hope that I can be a voice to those people who can't. You know.
Awesome.
I've got a few songs that I look forward to recording this year everybody to hear.
So, I can't wait. Is that going to be one of them?
This will be one of them. I've got the other big one is Rise, but
okay.
I won't be playing that one today.
So. Okay, maybe next time you're on the show.
Yes.
But you are going to be doing one more song. Come on in.
I am going to do Come On In. That one I wrote with my friend Vanessa Brown in Nashville. It's about the beginning lyrics is there's a church on every corner. And as I was walking around Nashville and trying to get down to Broadway, you know, and see where all the bands are playing, and and you just walk and there's a church on every corner.
Literally every corner.
Well, I don't know if it was every corner.
In certain areas, maybe.
In certain areas. I don't know at the Rock, Country Hall of Fame, there was really one on that corner, but there was probably one across the street from it. So, and then we started out with that, and then we just came up with with lyrics and you know, just getting in touch with our southern roots.
Right on. Where are you from?
I'm actually from here, from Prescott.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'm from here. I've lived in Atlanta for a couple of years and traveled everywhere. So. But I think the South is, I don't care if you're in the Southwest or the South, you kind of lived in the South.
Sure. So did you live in Nashville for a while? Or
I didn't actually. I just went and visited my friend. She's Laura Squasco. I'm going to say her name. So if you guys are out there in Nashville, she's a singer-songwriter. It was really cool. I miss the South.
Sure. I've been there a few times. It's really green over there. I love Prescott, Arizona, though. This is where we are right now, and I don't think I'm ever going to move. Are you?
I don't think that I'll move. I'll be traveling a lot.
Sure.
I mean, and hopefully touring this year, too. So.
Oh, good. We'll talk about that. Where are you going to go touring to?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. It's on the schedule.
Sure.
To get it scheduled and be out there. Hopefully, you know, I'd like to go up the West Coast and go to the South and see friends, and hopefully, you know, maybe get up into the Midwest.
Well, Becky, I wish a lot of luck, and you know, you seem to be kind of a free spirit. You just kind of want to do whatever you get in your mind. That's what you're going to do, and I love that about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I wish you a lot of luck. Hey, it's almost time to do our songs, so we need to kind of set up and tune your guitar and things like that. So everybody listening, we're listening to the Mile High Show, milehigh.com. We're talking to Becky Dalkey. That's BECKYDALKE.
Yep.
And you can look her up on Facebook, iTunes.
I'm not on iTunes yet. I will be.
By the time this show airs,
I will have some. I do have some songs on Reverb Nation, though.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so.
And you might even have a website. Or if you're out there listening and you want to do Becky's website, contact her through Facebook.
Yeah, please do, because I really could use one.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, let's get on to the music, everybody. Here we go. Okay, everybody. Here we are at a Birdcage in Prescott, Arizona, in historic Whiskey Row. How are we doing? Okay, out there. Can I hear us? Make some noise. You know, we're making a recording of a podcast tonight, so it's going to be on milehighshow.com. So make some noise, so you can go back and listen and say that was me. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we are recording, by the way. This is a recording of a podcast, the Mile High Show. My name is Sky Daddy. We have a special guest for tonight for the singer-songwriter. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prescott legend, Becky Dalkey.
I'm a legend.
You guys having fun? You know. I could, a nice record sometime, you know. All right, this song is called Astronaut. watching the world pass by with such grace. Passing by the moon, Orion points his arrow toward you. Showing me the way to your heart. How do I get to you? Tell me where to start. You guys, so very much. I got a little hot toddy. Do you guys have hot toddies out there? Mmm. Oh my gosh, it's so good. This is a new song that I just wrote. So this is the first time I'm playing it out. So let me know what you think. It's called Crazy, aren't we all? Exactly. I wrote it about. I think I just talked about it a little second ago. I just wrote it about. About family and how, stresses in our lives cause us to become crazy. And sometimes we've been crazy for a lot longer than we think. So that's why I wrote this. I was dealing with a lot of crazy stuff, so... You guys, this next song is called "Come On In." I wrote it out in Nashville with a friend of mine, Vanessa Brown. It came about because I was It came about by walking down the street trying to find Broadway, where all the bars are, where everybody plays the same exact song, just look different. They just, you know, you walk down one bar, they sound the same. It's, I don't know what's up with that, but walking down, they had churches on every corner, and I was really, that kind of made me think. So I wrote this song called Come On In.
Everybody, wow. I can't tell you how many people came to me and said, hey, does she have CDs? What's her website? Oh, you're great, Becky. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Becky Dalkey. You can visit her on Facebook, Becky Dalkey. That's D-A-L-K-E. Write that down, D-A-L-K-E. We're at, of course, if you're listening to Mile High Podcast Show, you were here at the Birdcage, as we are every single Wednesday night for my open mic night. Becky, you did such a great job. I hope you can play another one. Could you have another song you could play for us? I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Can we do one?
You want to do one more? Please.
I've got another new song. And
oh, she's got another new song. Who wants to hear her do another new song?
But this song is called I'm Here. I wrote it about a friend of mine who came and talked to me. It was a few years ago about the relationship she was having and how the lies that were coming out of her partner's mouth and not sureing what to do. And so I wrote this song just about that, trying to figure out, you know, just thinking about how difficult that must be to figure out whether or not you want to be with somebody or not want to be with somebody. And all of that kind of stuff. So it's called I'm Here. Thanks, you guys.
Wow, thank you so much, everybody. I guess this concludes the podcast, but we're still doing the open mic night. So we do this every Wednesday for 2 full hours. We're doing this from 9 o'clock all the way to 11 o'clock every Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Becky Dockey. What a great talent this is. So anyway, we're listening to the podcast at milehighshow.com. All of you here at the Birdcage, I want you to look it up, milehighshow.com, and you get to hear Becky. Just give it a couple of weeks, and you'll get to hear her show up on the show. All right, everybody, thanks you. And I guess that's it for the podcast.